Thanks very much, Kate. I'm absolutely thrilled to be here tonight, and I'm delighted to be able to read. I'm just going to read. I live in Providence in Rhode Island, and recently I actually started reading the phone book. We were in the process of carting out the phone books and putting them on the footpath for the recycling guys, and I realised, you know, take them back in. Probably there won't be phone books pretty soon, and I haven't read it, so I should read it, and at least one phone book. So I started reading at the phone book, and I'm going to read a couple of very short poems from the phone book in Providence. This is actually the yellow pages, and the phone book I'm reading is the white pages, but I didn't want to cart it over, it's too heavy. Okay, this one is called Providence Song. Joseph Katya, Malcolm Starr, Jason Chica, Adam Root, T. Medeiros, Patrick Orr, Gordon Clegg, Byron Foote, T. Schmidt, D. Tier, Herbert Single, Arthur Chetta, Kirkby Stingle, Al Fine, Pat Wynne, Sarah Vasquez, Ashwani Mine. If thou be as chun to Asites, Dina Vincent, C. Tucci, Ita Yada, Diane Knights, D. M. Snow, Mike Ayres, Jim D. Yao, when Pablo Torres will Tilly, or straight Juan Diaz Delma Valdez, Anne Swear, Lois Ware, Linda Woodhams, Susan Fair. I Dao Chin Chuen Wong Simono, Douglas Pilger, Peter Sweet, Jeff Dugas, I Wood Zach Gold, John Ash Andor, Samoth Meese, Zelia Troub, William Mesa, A Glass, Thelma Wright, George Lessard, Ed Sheehan, Tim Bean, George Erickson, Jesus Ortiz. And then this one is called Nunc Lento Sonitu. Joe Mann, Hilda Nylon, N. Trice, Jordan Sheff, Evelyn Mann, Tricia Peace, Anna Contreras, A. Paz, Robert Main, Eva Costa B. Washington, Gang Shanxi, Iraposa Dilesa, J. L. Esquino, Cincinnati Ware, S. R. Esquino, Emanaya, De Friends, or Diane Lois Ware. Donna Mangiante, D. Minichucci, B. Cox, E. Amarham, G. Manco, M. Durkall, Chithi Sang, T. Kyo, Dev Hoon, Mum Thoen, Leng Thoen, J. D.
This is dedicated to you. For some years, we lived with the Seneca Indians, and I was working on translations of Seneca Indian poems. Many of them didn't need translations because they didn't have words. You know, although there are ways of translating that also. So these are a couple of translations that have both words and those other sounds. We go back to a ceremony called shaking the pumpkin. And the sounds are not meaningless, but in that other sense of the word, very meaningful. You know, so meaningful, that I've been told not to perform them in the original Seneca because bad things may follow. So this is the translation of an opening song for the ceremony called shaking the pumpkin. A song for the crow. The sacred animals are invited into the ceremony. The animals are coming. Hey, 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 hey. Caw, caw, the crow comes at us. Ha, ha, ha. Caw, caw, the crow comes at us. Ha, ha. Caw, caw, the crow comes at us. Caw, caw, the crow comes at us.
I'll finish the evening with one piece from a book of dances, several dances. Can you hear me away from the mic? You can. Yes, I won't bother with the mic. Many thanks to Kit and Dylan for bringing real spark to literary life in Dublin now. I really appreciate it. I really do. So I'll read this prose converse thing to balance. Simper, skit, wad, snag. Just the stitches in the fabric. Scuffle, snug, scrub, spatter, reef, snip, split, frolic. Particularly the stitches in the fabric. A bridge, I know. A little house under it. What is that sound I'm hearing? A somehow draped structure around a core. The little beetle's upturned body in the sink. My hands waiting for something to happen. Do you like it? Yes, I do. Your shed, your books, your notebooks, your time. Most populations hardly notice the alphabets they live through. But when oral cultures come into contact with cultures that write, literate cultures, as we say, the oral culture, learning that alphabet, can move across its symmetries and strangenesses with a certain sensitivity. So, cridhe e tharakanon, okon e pokon tho, is oral and letterist. Every word rhyming, every syllable rhyming, every letter finding its repetition, except the kiss, a plosive, a sort of spasm of self-conscious design, Celtic, bardic, academic even, from far away, in silence, and the Roman alphabet on goat skin to the side of a gospel, in Latin. There. Just the stitches in the fabric, but a girl's kiss too, carrying across centuries and a handful of received letters. 9 of them, in fact. Now, do the same in English.